Parshas Noach. So you have over here the whole story of everything, and Kadosh Baruch Hu had pre-told Noach that he would be saved, and he was a tzaddik, and so on, and he made him do the teva, and so on. Then, once the mabul gets underway, once you have the everything covering the world and so on and so forth, then it says Vayiska l'kimes Noach. So now Kadosh Baruch Hu remembered Noach. So Rashi brings over the Chazal. It says Vayiska l'kim. So he says es Noach ma zochel lehem lebehemo ischush ischish dark and koydon kain shoshim shubeteva. Vayolkim ruach tanchumin, and it says in Chazal also that Adam, he remembered that Noach fed the animals. So it's hard to understand a little bit. I mean, it's ke'ilu, until now there was no schus. All of a sudden, it's ke'ilu, the mabul would be raging, no preparations had been made to save anybody, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes along and says, okay, I'm going to pluck out these people because they're wonderful people. I'm going to pluck out these animals because they're beseda. I mean, the whole Achanes Devarim was in order to save them. So I mean, it's kilu, an afterthought. It's very, very strange that now all of a sudden he remembers. Secondly, the word to remember, in other words, the music to remember. So by Kadosh Baruch Hu, there's no shikha and so on. Fine. But the word to remember would normally be apropos to something that happened a long time ago. So if he remembered, like by Hashverosh, he remembered what he bring the sefer as a chaynes. There was a maisa a while back where he did a teiva for him and he forgot about it. So the word zechira would make some sense. But over here we're talking about he brings two things about the balachayim. So that's current events. That doesn't happen before. The same thing is true with the, like says in Chazal, the schus to Noach, that he fed the animals. That was happening now. So how does the lashon zechira pass to it? It should say vayar. He saw. This in a sense was in front of his eyes. Kaviyachol. This is something that's in front of you. So where does the word zechira come in over there? That's something we need to understand the pasuk. Chazal over here in the Medrash has a few different inyanim about zechira. Goes back and forth, but it has an interesting. Tzustel, it says Dova'acha Hahudich Siv Irktana Vanoshim Bo Ma'at Oboale Melach Godel Irktana Zoylom Anoshim Ba'atze Dor HaMabul Oboale Melach Godel Vesivo Yisak Kadosh Baruch Hu Umotza Ba'ish Miskin V'chochem Ze Noach Umilei Tesir B'choch Mosav Yal Oilos Mizbeach. Noach saved the world, and like it says, through the schusses carbonus, like it says a yorach, the odom leizaches is a miskenahu. Nobody remembered him that he saved the world. He became forgotten. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "You're forgetting him. I will make him a zikaron." And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "Ano menar l'shem vayiskel kim es Noach." So Ke'ilu, the Vayiskar over here is, I don't know if the word is to make him famous, to remember him, to remember the good deeds he did. Of all the places, this is picked the word Nehirna over here also is interesting, because Nehirna doesn't mean in Aramaic to remember, it means a certain clarity, a certain behirus. Nehirna li is a lashon used many times in Chazal. Look, the word Nohir means well lit, bright, readily seen, understood. So Chazal say over here, according to this Prat in the Chazal, that it's going on the whole mice and the whole parish of Noach. Not specifically why he was saved, but Kilu HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to make him memorable, so to speak. what does that mean? What's it nagia? Mela, at least the pasuk here is nagia that's why he saved him. But this the Chazal of it, it's a little bit hard to understand. What does it mean? He's making now Noach memorable. L'maisa in Musaf Rosh Hashanah, we say in the parish of Zechronis. So it says kizecha kol ha'masim. So it speaks about wanting to have a good zikar in front of Kadosh Baruch Hu. It says kizecha kol ha'masim lefanecha ba v'atadirish ma'isa kulam. Everything comes in front of you, and your derish ma'isa kulam. V'gamis noyach be'ava zacharta. And also noyach, you remember ba'ava, like it says v'atifik David v'yeshua v'rachmi v'aviachas me'amabul l'shachas kol basa akein zichroinei bo lefanecha shemakein l'arbar sarkaf estel tzatzof kechol hayom. L'maisa, there are two issues. First of all, but generally speaking, noyach was a big tzaddik. But generally speaking, the Umas HaOlam are called Bnei Noyach, and we're called Adam, or Bnei Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. We don't actually, we're not miyachz ourselves to Noyach. Yes, we did come from Shem, obviously, but Tachlis, our Av is either Avraham, or Atem Kriyim Adam. Those are the two markers that Klai Yisrael can be called by. Bnei Noach is Bnei Noach. Bnei Noach specifically refers to. So the klal is we specifically look for inyanim of zichronis toivis for klal Yisrael. Things that are zichronis toivis umas olam we don't say in zichronis. So Noach is not. It's not as if Chas v'Shalom is a rush, anything wrong, but b'chol eifin, it's a whole section over here. Kilu, this is the zikaron. We don't mention this is the hakdama to the psukim, and then we have the psukim. So we include psukim on Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov and the bris and so forth. And in the chesima we speak about the bris of the avos and the schir of the avos. But in the hakdama we bring Noach as the dugma, the gam asterch ba'avah zacharta. Also the stalzach the v'gam es noach v'gam. What is it referring to? Where is it coming to? I mean, Akadosh Baruch Hu remembers everything and everybody and the whole bria and the whole everything. V'gam es noach ba'avah zacharta. Well, noach is included. It says kizeh kol ha'masim lefanecha bo v'atosh ma'isa kulam. That's not memayed anybody. So what's v'gam es noach ba'avah zacharta? Also, you know, why? Same question of why is this zikaron? At the end of the day, it's lechatchila. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was done the world, and the world came out as being chayiv kiloyin, except for Noach, who was a tzaddik, the oisrei tzaddik lefanai, and he told him to go into the tave and save himself. So his din was yotze letoiv. And he was found to be the right person. The v'gamis noach zacharet ba'ava zacharet. Why was the word zechira applied there? He was a tzaddik, and he should be saved. Zechira always means ke'ilu. I don't deserve it, but remember zacharti lo chesed nurayach and so on. Even though now you're mekulkul chasron, but cholifin, remember that. But in noach. This was the Metzias, he was a tzaddik. So what's the v'gamis noach zacharta? That's the point to keep coming back to. So, there's a Ramban over here. And I think the Ramban be'etzem answers this. It says, Vayizkel kim esnech v'skol achayev v'skol behema. Hiskira bin Noach, v'nishayet tzadik tomim, because they bris latziloi. V'noach yichloil zaroi asha itoy sham. V'lo yiskira ki b'schusin nitzaylu. So, he did not have to, it says like this, the skira relates to Noach, because he was a tzadik tomim, because they bris latziloi. So Vayisko Lekimes Noach goes back on Noach because he was a tzaddik. Noach includes his children because they're part of his part of his schosim. Aval hazichira she'oma b'chayu b'behema eina b'schus she'im bal nefesh schus echoy v'zosu barim levade. Aval hazichira b'hem ki zachar es dvar kotshoy she'oma v'hoya oilam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembered the amira of Briyas Ha'olam, v'arotza shalei b'Briyas Ha'olam ala lefanav, v'arotza hakiyum ha'olam b'mineh shebaraboy, v'inirata lahitziyam sheichel b'teva. So the Ramban says that in the big picture, this alludes to the it alludes to the schira goes back on the maima of Briyas Ha'olam. That's what it goes back to, and that's what we're alluding to. So what's the pshat over here? What does that mean? That vayiskar. It's certainly. What's the teichen of it over here? This hanhog of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we call zikaron in this context. So let's understand. There's a pasuk that says ke'ein zichron l'rishonim. There's no memory of the Rishonim that were. There were Doris and they're gone. And Chazal in different places talk about HaKadosh Baruch Hu created many worlds, and he said, I don't like them, and they were buried, and he created many Doros. It says Kamlu, that they dried, they withered. Chazal give us references to many, many brios, or different layers of the bria that came and went and have no zikaron. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's creating of the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's being maimed, Briyas Ha'olam, is something which has in itself layers of destruction. And we've spoken about it many times over the years, about what the inyan that is. But I'll call Panim, there's a Noach could be seen as a new beginning. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't like the world before, and now he made Noach. No, that's not at all pshat in what Noach is. The Briyas Ha'olam starts with Adam HaRishon. And we, Klal Yisrael, come from. Our yichus goes through Adam. We're called Adam. The shufra of Yaakov is called shufra of Adam. So this world did not suffer the churban of the worlds that were there before, but. So even though the Mabul was a destruction of the world, it wasn't the pshat that HaKadosh Baruch Hu restarted. It's the pshat that HaKadosh Baruch Hu found the original seed that was there, the original Nekuda, and drew it, kept drawing it through the Mabul. Moshel, imagine a person Chas v'Shalom loses an aver, so you fit him with a different aver. That's a second aver that's taking the place of the first aver. But there's a chetimtza if a person is able to stimulate certain cells or whatever it is, and he can regrow the aver. So bechitzon yusoy, it's a new aver, but it really is. I was able to tap into the nekuda of the first aver and be mamshechit. So even though let's take a tree. You have a matzav where a tree has some dead branches, some dead parts to it. You cut that out, remains. Sometimes you chop off the entire tree, and yet there's enough chiyus there that a new tree sprouts out of the old tree. So be'etzem, it's a new gilui on that the Panemius was there all the time, and it just needed to push its way through and manifest itself. It says, as long as the old Chitzonius was blocking it, as long as the dead wood was blocking it, no live tree was there. But there was a koyach in the shrashim, in the seed, in the cell, whatever it is, there was a koyach that was around, waiting, and that would come out, and that would express itself and grow. So you have a mahalach, you have two mahalchim of churban in the Bria. You have a mahalach of churban where you want to start over anew, and then you have a mahalach of churban where by getting rid of everything and you leave over just the very, very garin, the very core of it, you have what looks like a churban, but lemaisa, what grows back again is something that is a hemshich of the original shayrish. Those are two mehalchim of where churban allows for binyan. So you have seisal nas livnois, which is a malachat, it's constructive because you can't build a new building to get rid of the old one. So that's a total demolition of the old binyan. And then you make a new binyan. So that's one mahalach in churban and in binyan. The second mahalach is you pare away all the dead tissue, and you can and you leave over a kosher chiyusa, a drop of something that has in itself still a potential for life, and that regrows and rebuilds it again. So those are the two mahalchim of churban and debriya. There were many churbanos that did not seem to leave any type of hemshich. And in our consciousness, in our sense of the world, we have seen a churban that destroyed everything, and there was a tiny thread left over that was nimshach further. And that is what the Mabul is. So the Mabul contrasts with all the other mahalchim of Hayabayna Olam Semachrivan, and this came out to become what it can. As parallel to it is Misa for Adam, where Misa for Adam is basically the same mahalach of a total extinction of a person. And because there's an eva left over, there's an etzim of luz left over, that someday, the reason why it's called chias amesim, not brias adam. If a new baby is born, and he looks like his old ancestor, and he sounds like him, and he's wonderful, he's not the same. It's a new one born, but once you leave over one nekuda, that etzim, that becomes the building block for further. A parallel to this, it says that Lava Malka, Sudas Lava Malka, it feeds that etzim of luz. The pshat is the same thing as Lava Malka. Shabbos is gone, there's nothing left in Lava Malka. One thing that's left over is one Shabbos tikkun mitzvah that extends into Choyl, and that's a very, very similar inyan to the etzim, to the luz in the person. That's that's the only thing left over with potential for life. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in his midah of hashkach in the world, there's a midah of churban, which is the ultimate midah sadin. It's something which expressed itself to what seems to be the ultimate destruction, and it extinguished something. And then there's a midah where HaKadosh Baruch Hu was able to draw a hemshech of what was through thick and thin, even through a churban. That midah, letoiva, is called zechira. In other words, zechira is not a midah for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's brain power. There's no such, those words don't mean anything. We don't measure HaKadosh Baruch Hu in any type of, shikha is a human fallacy. There's no shaykhas lamala. Zechira is something else. Zechira is the ability to shape the world in line with its teichen and pnim. So, lemashal, if I know somebody who, when I met him first, I didn't find much in the person, so I don't have much cheshek to develop the person further, to work the person, because I don't see anything, I don't see any potential. But let's say the person had very good tkufis, and then he had very bad tkufis. I will go a lot further because I focus on what I remember the person's potential is. I've had a clear sense of the person and his potential, and I'm able to be mamshechit further. And therefore, that's the midah that's called zechira. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is zeich of the world, the midah of zechar letoiv is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is able to deher the person's mitzias, even though it's buried under many, many layers. So let's go back to our shaila of in the davening. When we're trying to invoke the midah of zechira in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midah, in Ata Zeicher, so there's a hakara that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's zechira is mechayev midas adin, and so on, and all like the nuscha brach is meirich. There's also a midah of zechira that's able to look at the person mitzad his sheirish, as opposed to what's in front of him. Midas adin is always ein ledayin el mashen avroyes v'asher hu sham. It is what it is. And yes, I did many chasadim. That will be in the sentencing phase. But in guilty or innocent, what's in front of me now. There's another midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu where I look at the person. So just like there's a very different esyachsus to a person that I feel is ra in a sheirish, and I feel there's nobody, the person's a psychopath, that there's no toiv in the person. So I'm just fencing with whatever I have in front of me, which is ra, and it's built on ra. Or a person that I've known to be toiv, and then I see a tkuf of ra. So zechir le toiva means a deher of things that are present themselves as mitzad de sheirish. Pasik zechato chesed norayich avos kolosayich. It means to be able to see in the tzura that old tzura of the person who had such chvivas and such toiv and so on. So when we mention noyach over here, it's not noyach mitzar atzmoy. We ask the question that we don't consider ourselves b'nei noyach. We consider ourselves b'nei Avram or Adam. The answer is yes. Noyach here was the conduit through which Adam became Avram. In other words, the nekuda that noyach, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu found in Noach, was the Nekudas Adam that was there, and that was Nimshach further to that became eventually Avram. So Noach is sort of the nexus. It's the thread, just like when you have sometimes two very thick ropes and wires, and you need to attach a small area with something, with a patch. But that patch is critical. That patch may be weak and everything. It may not be of the same quality. But without that patch, you have nothing. That patch is critical, and that was Noach. Adar Harem is the word Vegam. Vegam is a Lashon Tosefes. It's a Lashon of something added on. In other words, Zikaron, in other words, Vegam is Noach. Noach Ki'ilu was, Adar HaJush, Adar Harem is, Noach was that conduit that patched between it. And that's where the most profound expression of Zechira is that. It's the same as the Vayiskar Lekim by Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim. The Vayiskar means Mitzrayim, in Klal Yisrael Mitzrayim had gone down to Memta Shara Tuma. There was a thread of Avis that HaKadosh Baruch Hu dehered with Midas HaZechira. by being able to see and trace where there was that fine hair of us in the banim, that's where the Yeshua came to Klal Yisrael. So when we mask that over there, that's what it means. Going back to the Ramban, I'd like to add maybe a knetch. First of all, by animals, it says Kehishas Kolbosas Darkoi. It means HaKadosh Baruch Hu had given every min a certain mitzias and a certain framework. And that was in the original Briyas Olam. When the animals became perverted, it wasn't begedah. It wasn't begedah averus and mitzvahs. They're not bnei averus, not bnei mitzvahs. Somebody in Sfarim say it's a reflection of Adam, but it simply means this is not the animal HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, and the justification for existence is only the tzura that it was created with. You see it, it's incredible how you see it in the Teva Bria. The vast, vast majority of genetic mutation destroys the organism. It's every organism is meant to exist in a certain framework. And if that framework is tampered with in a more fundamental way, it has no zchus kiyum. The zchus kiyum of the Bria is the min that HaKadosh Baruch Hu placed in the world. And that's how it's niskayim. Without that, it's not niskayim. And b'meila, what Kadosh Baruch Hu saw in the anhaga of the animals in the teva, the hemshich of the tzur of the animal b'yis ha'ilam. In other words, we asked the kasha was what kind of a yiska? It's in front of your eyes. The answer is that it was a hemshich. What he saw in the animals in their tzura in the teva was the animal that he created, and b'meil davas chus kiyum. The same thing is passed by Noach, the Chazal that says it was because he fed the animals all Yud Beis Chodesh and so on. It's because Adam's role in the Bria is kifshuha or redu. It's to be kavish the world and to manage the balechayim that in a way that's appropriate with the bria, in a way that is follows the lines that HaKadosh Baruch Hu set down. When Adam, instead of leading the bria on the derech it's supposed to go, he distorted the bria, destroyed the bria. Then he lost his own zchus kiyum. Adam's role in the Bria is he's the vehicle for being mashpia kiyum and chiyus to the Bria. And when Adam destroys the Bria, perverts the Bria, then he doesn't have a zchus kiyum because he's no longer Adam. When he saw Adam being mechaya the Bria, then again the zikaron is a reflection of it's what Tzuras Adam Kitikuna is, and b'meila there's a hemshah to that. The Ramban says that it was the zikaron was the original rotzen and amir of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is in line with what we say. I want to add one more knetch to Ramban. Ramban does not say it, but I think within his havana, within the way he's writing it, I think it stands. We said before we were mechalik between two types of korbanos. There was bein olamos machrivan. There was deiros shekamlu. So that left no zecha, ein zekaron l'shoinim. And then we have our the mabul, which clearly had a thread running through it, and that was noach. So. It's hard to say that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu did something that it went l'rik. We saw that Kate a few weeks ago. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu should create a world that ends up not good. So, like that Kate says, if you build something, and the things, you know, if a person is mechanech, and his product of his chinuch doesn't work out well, you can't blame the Talmud. It's himself. So my chinuch didn't work. I'm to blame. I mean, if you say that the world ended up a messed up world, the Akedah phrases it almost as a paradox. If a Kadosh Baruch Hu knew this would happen, then it was a very bad design. If he didn't know what was happening, then it's doubly bad, because then you're limiting Chas V'Shalom Kadosh Baruch Hu. It can't be. So, what we have from this parsha is that just like the churban, we saw a churban that left over a tachlis for the next one. In other words, in Noach we saw that in this whole churban there's a thread that's nimshach, and we perceive that. We can extrapolate from that vayizkar, we can extrapolate to the other, where it says ein zikaron. We don't have zikaron. We weren't privileged to see it. But from what we saw, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was megalatos an haga that we were privileged to see. Where HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes everything good and he never loses sight of it. There's no shikhan, whatever is toiv in the bria, and goes through it. So even the dairies that to us seem to be totally gone, it's behesta. From what we saw in front of our eyes, we need to be done behesta. So the first point that comes out from this inyan is a deeper understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hashgacha, an understanding of this mid of zikaron, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Dr. Kuzi describes it, and other Rishonim, the hashgacha means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always looking to preserve the nekud of toiv that he put in the bria, and he keeps moving it through the different treves of each generation and the different challenges to bring it out l'toiv. And we'll see maybe in parshas to come that this is l'toiv for the thing, but also that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even the areas where we see tam v'nishlam, nothing, something, there was a movement, there was a country, there was a chelik of Kaisel that's gone, so-called litimoyen. A person needs to be maimed by Munah Shleima, that whatever is toiv, so from the mabul and the zikaron of Noach, we extrapolate to the areas that we don't know and we don't see, and all we seem to see was a churban without a Noach. That there was also, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had a thread that kept going. Like the Ramban says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ratzon and avaschir behem ki zocher es dvar kotshe she'oma voya oylam v'rotzon ha'shalei bebriyas ha'oylam ol lefanav v'rotzon ha'kim oylam b'mina she'baraboy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, if anything came into being into this world, there was a ratzon and amira of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And despite the fact that to our eyes it came to an end, there's no such thing. It can't be that ratzon and amira of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, chet can hamper. It can't be oike ratzon mechira. So this is first of all a very, very important hashkafa. It's something that is the aside for looking at many things. Some things we ourselves are zeich to see, certain chorbanos, the thread that continued on, and certain chorbanos not. And just to understand that whatever Kadosh Baruch Hu, whatever we're privy to be part of and to see, is there to teach us that what we don't know is the same. There's no such thing as a ratzon of Hashem and a bria and a mira Kadosh Baruch Hu v'lerik. That's one part of it. I think there's a second part of it that's extremely nagea for us in our avodah. When a person is young, so a person thinks he's going to conquer the world, in ruchnias I'm talking about, then the person messes up once or twice or whatever. So okay, a person does tshuva, a person does that. But if a person goes through a lifetime where there's always seems to be a need for new starts. We're coming off Rosh Hashanah, we're just coming into Cheshvan. It says in the Sfarim that Cheshvan is Miloshin Mirachshin Sifvasi. The Gemara in Bracha says that you have to wait a little bit after you finish Menesra because your lips are still moving with the words of Tefillah. So they say the Cheshvan is Loshim Rachshin Sifvasi, it's Kilu, our lips are still moving with Tishrei. We're coming off, and again, it's always, so it's, I mean, if every year is a failure and every year is a new start is great the first time, the second time, the 50th time, a new start is not really of any type of. A person has very, very little cheshik for a new start when it's the umpteenth new start. So I never get any place. You know, I move one step forward and then I crash. Understanding that the mahalach of the world works with zechira, it's not the pshat. There is no such thing. If it was toiv, if a person did toiv, if a person meant toiv, if a person, as long as a person held on. So even if it seems that it was not, it didn't go far, it did something. It's just like a person when he wants to grow something, like a bush or something, he keeps cutting it down so that it grows stronger and thicker, whatever it is. And the person looking at the outside thinks that the cutting down is just, it's never going to reach the height. But there's something else that is happening here. This mahalach of hemshech and zechira is the crucial core of the Bria. If we take 10 steps back and we look at Tzchoyim Oysoylam, like Dakeda says, the Mahalach of the Bria is not, you know, it's all step after step after step, it's success, perfection. But it is the first Nekuda HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into the Bria, getting to the Seif Pasik. And the having that thread is something that is the core of Bria. It makes our own Avoda a lot more meaningful because it we have part of our Amuna Shlema is that if I try hard and do well, even if I don't see the eventual success, even if I don't see success, nothing went lyric. The Vayiska Lekim means that in an entire destroyed world, there's one Noach with a minion of family members and a handful of animals that are Hemshech of it. So in a person's Maisim, a person did something, undertook something, tried something, if whatever Toiv there was in those Maisim, that stays. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashkacha is the Midas HaZikaron of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to carry it on further, to move it forward. That's something that is it's a way to look at. So if a person looks back and it's a Nuzman and he's finished Yom Ne'rayim, so yes, there was a sense of a need to sort of stop the old, to start anew, to mischazik, but it's not, nothing is lost. A person, even if on the surface it seems it's a new start because the old mahalach wasn't good, it's a hemshech. HaKadosh Baruch Hu digest it, that whatever nekudas there are, there's a hemshech. At kind of the parasha, I wanted to share something personal. 22 years ago, I spoke about, it was a parasha of Eira, about Asidus, that I was zocher to my first grandchild. So with the midah of Zechira, he just got engaged, and Baruch Hashem, I was zocher to Chasagash Baruch Hu that his mamshech is chesed, and should be hemshech toiv mitzvah. She's coming toiv.
How's everybody understanding the gun?
What?
How's everybody understanding the gun?
The gam is a hemshech, you know. It's and also. It's a word of hemshech. It's it's you know. The gam is neach means he was mamshech neach. There's a current. There's a little bit of a license, but not far. You know, the gam means also. The gam means and also. It's a double lashon of hemshen of the.
What?
I don't have it. It sounds almost as if there would have been another line there or something. I don't know. But I'll come on. It's certainly has a tam of the pasuk. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't have. Thank you.
It's getting so soft in old age. It's just like.
It's 22 years ago, I said also.
I know, 22 years.